Wrangell Public Schools gets the vast majority of its funding from local and state governments. Locally, the money comes from sales taxes and federal aid for former logging communities that the borough passes on to the district. The school board and borough met earlier this spring to talk about the district's budget. The assembly first proposed sending $1.5 million to the schools for the coming fiscal year, but Wrangell Superintendent Bill Burr told assembly members their proposed contribution to the schools actually fell short of the district's budget. He said some potential new expenses have come up since that meeting.
We are going to have to sign contracts prior to knowing additional funding.
Burr explained the district has some incoming students with higher needs, as well as looming demands related to the Alaska Reads Act, which could require a new full-time reading specialist and another full-time reading teacher for the district. Burr says the small district doesn't necessarily need that many staff members. He says the district will try and shuffle around grant-funded positions to make it work.
The school district, we think we can find the money to pay for half of a teacher.
But Burr told the assembly that the school district needs additional funding to pay for that second half. There are big questions about how much money the district will receive from the state. State funding is based on a per-student payment to districts. The payment hasn't significantly increased since 2017.
$500 is probably our basement of what we need to see to not only just do the minimum, but to support our kids in many areas, including sports, which is always overrun, and with the lack of the ferry system, as well as rising costs on everything, we know that there are opportunities that are going to cost additional money. $500, it's not a perfect number, but it's pretty close to what we need in Wrangell Public Schools to break even.
Even if the legislature passes a $500 increase to the base student allocation, or BSA, it might not make it past the governor's red pen.
Our governor stated that schools are hiding money and that they shouldn't receive any funding because Alaska is a line item budget. Even if a BSA is decided on and turned in on May 17th, the last day of the legislature, there is a possibility that the governor could veto it.
There's also some question about how much money the borough can actually give the school district. There's a maximum local contribution in place, which is right around $1.6 million. But assembly members don't know whether that cap is for local funding only or whether it includes the federal pass-through. Assemblymember Bob Dalrymple said it's time to get a hard and fast answer.
Outside of this process for the future, can we get clarification from the state? Because this has come up pretty much every year.
But all assembly members expressed support for doing as much as they can for the district, and they unanimously approved increasing the local contribution to $1.6 million. For the next school year, the assembly approved that money from the federal pass-through, not from local sales taxes. The legislature is still weighing its school funding options. A budget passed by the House earlier this month included a $680 one-time boost to the per-student amount, and the Senate Finance Committee has passed a similar proposal. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.